Derek Chauvin was found guilty, you by now know, on all counts. Susie Jones, the reporter in Minneapolis who's been walking us through the trial the last few weeks, usually in the courtroom herself, talked to me just before we came into the studio. I asked her what her assignment was like yesterday.
I got over there about 3:15. You know, it was supposed to be read at 3:30, so I got to the middle of the grassy area. There was probably 20, 30 people there at that time. And people were shouting, you know, chanting, and then more people came and more people came, and there was more people shouting for justice. This is all before anything happened. And then this guy gets up on this, like, fence, and he said, everybody, you know, everybody calmed down and got quiet, and he said, guilty! And everyone just erupted. And they're crying, and they're hugging, and they're laughing, and they're saying things like, we matter. It was so overwhelming. And I look up, and I'm in a sea of humanity, of emotion, of joy, of relief.
You were just out on the lawn. Was that in front of the courthouse then?
Yeah, yeah. The heart, the soul of the story was that the lawn. 500 people and more everywhere else. I mean, there were hundreds of people at George Floyd Square on 38th in Chicago. It was exuberance.
You said exuberance. I think another emotion people were feeling across the country, certainly in Chicago, was relief. I mean, justice.
Huge.
I mean, and you know, I won't even prioritize the emotions. Justice should be done. Happiness, sure, is that exuberance, but relief that maybe we aren't going to live with the consequences in cities across the country for the next 6 months.
Because had it gone the other way, and everyone behaved well. There were parties, there were barbecues, there was music, bands, there was dancing. I mean, seriously, it was a party.
So what are you hearing then? Chauvin did not take the stand. I wonder if they're second-guessing that. And do we know, are they going to appeal this verdict?
I am 100% sure they're going to appeal because he said it. I mean, the judge said it on the after closing. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
After closing, when they talked about Maxine Waters, who said in Brooklyn Center, came here and said, if this goes wrong, we need to turn up our confrontation. And the judge said in court, well, he certainly set you up for an appeal. It wasn't a mistrial, he said. This is grounds for appeal.
Susie Jones is a reporter at WCCO in Minneapolis, friend of mine. I used to work there, too, and a pretty good, I think, correspondent for us the last few weeks on what's been going on there.